The Adventures of Ruby.
We're down inside the ancient Nulian city that Professor Taru and the moles of Zebus have been excavating. Well, Taru, looks like you've been getting on just fine with the mole people.
Yes, yes, they're fine creatures, sensitive, gentle.
Earthy?
Yep, that too, yep. They've devoted their lives to the enlightenment of their mole minds.
Mm-hmm.
Their thinking process is different than ours, and still, we have a common ground to stand on.
Yeah, or dig in.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have made Professor Taru an honorary mole.
That's quite an honor.
Thank you.
Tell me, Moliere, what is this game I'm about to play?
Fourth dimension surfing is a means of developing one's extraordinary abilities.
What is it? A variation on cosmic pinball?
Oh, no, no. It is a means of developing teleportation.
Teleportation? Mm-hmm. Teleportation? You mean disappearing in one spot and then reappearing in another?
Mm-hmm. Instantaneously.
That's pretty fast.
Anyone played this before?
We have had some success.
Really?
Here we are.
We enter a large arena. The moles are climbing over each other to get to the best seats. The best seats appear to be the ones furthest from the playing area. I'm beginning to wonder about this game.
The playing area has moving asteroids, attack drones, and other surprises. You stand over here on the primary disc. At your fingertips are the controls.
I ride through the air on this disc?
You ride on magnetic waves.
Looks like three-dimensional surfing to me.
Once I activate the field, there is no turning it off until the game itself decides it is over.
Oh, yeah?
Still have time to change your mind, Ruby.
Oh, shut up, Taru. Hit it, Moliere. The playing field ignites. I'm suddenly swept up in a magnetic wave that almost flips me on my head. Huge glowing asteroids appear, slowly whirling around the field. Suddenly there's the attack drones coming in from all directions.
Watch out, Ruby!
They're firing real lasers at me!
Get out of the way!
Ow! Oh, my protective shield saves me that time. I duck behind an asteroid and slingshot around to blast an oncoming attack drone.
Put down the command! Look high!
Pieces spray out in all directions. I'm getting the feel of this magnetic surfing. I flip down and around and underneath the belly of a fat drone. I let him have it. This is my kind of game. I love exploding things. Another is coming at me from above. I slip aside, but it gets a chunk of my shield. Something's wrong. I'm losing my power. Ow! My shield is weakening. Ow! Oh! You singed hair. Oh, it's mine. They're getting through. The drones have regrouped. They're coming in for the kill. I'm losing power. Ow! I can't get out of here. That mole wants me killed. The attack drones have regrouped. My protective shield is going. They're moving in for the kill.
Watch it, Ruby!
I whip my disc behind back, around, behind an asteroid. Won't save me for long. Their lasers are disintegrating everything. Asteroids are disappearing into puffs of powder. The first drone comes in. I slip its lasers and blast with all I've got. I knock it aside, but not out. Even my damn guns won't work. Ow!
Oh!
Ow! That singed my hand! I gotta get out of here. Ow! Oh! Oh! I can't get out. They're eating my shield. Ow! Oh! Here they come. They're gonna kill me. I gotta get out. I gotta...
Well, you actually did it, Ruby.
Did what?
You teleported.
I did?
Yes.
It's amazing. One moment you're being eaten alive by lasers, and the next moment, whack, you're sitting with the spectators.
Marvelous, Ruby.
Listen, Moliere. You were trying to kill me in there.
Oh, fear, Ruby. Fear can cause teleportation.
That's what this game's all about.
You knew about this one, didn't you, Taru?
Well, it was my idea.
Was it your idea, Moliere?
No.
Whose idea, then?
It was Professor Taru's suggestion.
Thanks.
Well, it was, sort of, in a sense. I knew you liked games, and I thought, well, it'd be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, if I didn't teleport, I would have been killed, right?
Well, in a sense, yeah.
What do you mean, in a sense?
You would not have been killed. It was necessary that you believe you would be killed.
I wouldn't have been.
No. Do you recall the moment it happened?
Yeah. Something snapped. It was like punching my head through a wall. I was suddenly into another space. I'll think about it.
Yes, please. We do not understand how it works. That is, when it does work.
Yeah. I must say, I was the hero of the day. The moles were delighted.
Ruby?
Yeah, Moline?
You wish to know of the Black Star?
That's right. Where is it?
It is nowhere.
What makes you so sure?
I know of someone who has been there.
You... who?
He is an Aurorian. His name is Monet.
Last night, I had a digital dream.
A digital dream?
I dreamed they dropped the bomb.
Dropped the bomb?
The bomb. This is Angel.
This is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters. When the bomb came down, it said, "Wee!
Wee!"
Here I am, to put you out of your pain and suffering.
Wee!
Your mental anguish.
Wee!
You won't have to worry about me anymore.
Wee!
Here I am to solve all your problems.
Whee!
And then the bomb said boom.
Boom.
And then they dropped another.
Whee!
And another.
Whee!
Boom, boom, boom. It did not make me happy.
Not happy.
I tried to run.
To run?
I tried to hide.
To hide?
But you know. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run to. I had to do something.
What did you do?
I did a little dance.
Whee!
It was a simple dance.
Boom!
It made my feet hot.
Whee!
It kept me moving.
Boom! Boom!
I found,
yes,
I had nothing new to say.
Oh!
On the subject.
Whee!
Except,
yes,
keep moving. Boom! Boom! One step forward.
Whee!
One step back.
Boom. Boom.
A silly dance.
Whee!
Is better than.
Whee!
A cynical dance.
Boom. Boom.
But I learned a new step.
Yes?
You should know about.
Ooh!
It is difficult to learn.
Whee!
And that step is.
Whee!
Never.
Boom.
Do anything.
Boom. Boom.
Anyone else does.
Whee!
Never.
Boom.
Think.
Boom, boom.
What anyone else.
Whee!
Thinks.
Boom.
And.
Whee!
Most important.
Whee!
Trust no one's steps.
Whee!
But your own.
Boom, boom.
And trust your own steps only.
Whee!
For the moment. Good luck.
Whee!
Boom, boom.
I went looking for Monet. The Aurorian. He had left a message, was no longer in the Utopias. He was in one of the safe regions. Oh, my name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. I find the Hall of Shadows. It's a place of meditation where you can deal with your illusions about life, if you have any. The walls breathe, shifting, changing their shape, their colors. Shadows lengthen, contract. It doesn't take long for your mind to join in and start creating its own illusions, mentally sculpting these shadows into, I don't know, old dreams, old loves.
Lost loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an ideal place to sit and meditate on life and wonder what the hell's the point.
Point.
Money? Where are you?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Come on out. Come on out.
You stuck in the shadows?
Come on out.
Come on out. Uh-uh.
It's a setup.
This doesn't feel right.
Come on out.
Someone in the shadows lying there.
Money?
You asleep?
Money?
Or dead?
Money?
Yeah. I thought so.
Money?
You're dead.
It's a setup.
A setup. I flip on my body shield, click on my sensors, and set my Godzilla blaster. Okay, slimies, I'm waiting. Ow! Oh, a slimy's blast ricochets off my back, deflected by the shield. I whirl around and see the dying glow of a blaster snout. I let loose. The walls swallow up my blast. There's one! Or was it just a shadow?
There's one!
There! Oh, was it real? Or is it my mind? Damn it, I know where you are! Ha! I told you I knew. Missed. And I know where you are. I like shooting you, slimies. I like to hear the sound of your detonators going off. Ah! Ow! Oh! Another slimy charge crashes into my shield. Shield is sputtering. Oh! Ooh, a slimy tentacle whips out across my hand. Oh! I drop my blaster. Suddenly the shadows congeal into a slimy. I slow time and watch as the blaster charge comes glowing out of the muzzle. I can't get out of the way.